Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the 3-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Now, in the Green Scene today, how burying wood to sequester carbon might be a solution. But first of all, coral reefs reaching a tipping point. I'm joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Coral reefs.
Yeah, so this is, I guess, a frightening story in the week of Halloween. These are the kind of things that keep me awake at night rather than ghouls and monsters. And it's work that comes from the Global Tipping Point report, and it's done by the University of Exeter. And it's a report that's done by scientists from all over the world. So there's over 160 scientists have been involved in looking at this particular set of data. And what they're doing is they're looking for key tipping points across lots of different global systems. And a tipping point...
You don't recover.
Well, exactly. So this idea that a system is in balance and if you knock it, it might wobble, but it'll eventually go back to where it was before, but a nudge that's so hard that it will never be the same again. And they feel, looking at lots of different pieces of data, that this is now what's happened to the world's coral reefs. So we know that we're at 1.4, maybe already 1.5 degrees of heating from pre-industrial levels. So our oceans are getting warmer. And what we're seeing now is 80% of the corals in 80% of the countries that have coral seem to have suffered catastrophic bleaching since the beginning of January in 2023. So this means that the corals have lost their colour. People might have seen pictures of this because the coral are essentially a colony. It's a creature, but there's little algae living inside it, which give us all this colour. The algae are forced out when the coral becomes sick and it essentially starves to death. And you see these sort of white skeletons under the ocean. And
so how many species depend on the coral?
About a quarter of all marine species depend on coral, which is incredible because it only covers about 1% of the ocean floor. Mm. And it's not just the fish. I mean, it's a really important place for fisheries. And in fact, people have estimated that over 1 billion people depend on coral reefs in some way. Because, of course, it's a big pull for tourists. You know, these Caribbean islands that have reef, many people go there to see what's going on under the water.
Now, they can obviously test coral in the lab by raising the temperature and seeing what the threshold is. And they know now that if it gets beyond a certain point, the coral will die.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's happening now all over the world. And of course, the other thing, I mean, thinking about Hurricane Melissa, these coral reefs act as important kind of protections for the islands. So, you know, that's another concern. As these break up over time, you know, coastal communities will become more vulnerable even to storms which are happening. So it's not a very cheery report.
Is there any coral that is resilient?
Well, potentially. And that, I think, is what scientists are trying to focus on now. Are there places where the coral is still in reasonable condition that we could double down and protect as much biodiversity as we can? And perhaps are there some coral species which will turn out to be more heat tolerant? And in fact, could we create corals in the lab that potentially could have some of these heat tolerant genes? So definitely hope is not lost. I mean, I think science always gives us hope that we can kind of come up with something new. But I think, you know, if there are coral reefs around in 50 years in any kind of substantive way, they may look quite different to the coral reefs that have been there.
Are there any other tipping points that are close?
So scientists in this report also call out the Amazon forest. And again, we're hearing about forests becoming places where carbon is released more than captured. I mean, I think the ice sheets as well, we've seen increased melting and there's tipping points like the Thwaite Glacier in Antarctica. If that breaks off and falls into the ocean, you know, that's potentially another tipping point. And of course, here we're keeping a very close eye on the Atlantic currents, because again, if they slow down more, that's another potential tipping point.
We could become Newfoundland.
Well, that's the challenge. And I think, you know, as we're going into COP again, you know, it does feel like these reports keep coming out and we keep talking about them. But other more immediate issues in people's lives tend to overtake the need to shout about this.
Now, one of the things we are talking about a lot these days is sequestering carbon in some way. Sometimes carbon capture from the atmosphere, which is expensive and tricky.
Yeah.
But there's a new way.
There is a new way, and actually inspired by nature, because as you say, the ways that we've come up with it so far haven't been that successful. And this is one that should resonate with us here in Ireland, because we already know about this idea of bog wood, that wood which is buried deep in peat or soil, there's no oxygen in there. So it doesn't just break down and release the carbon back into the atmosphere. In fact, the carbon stays in very, very ancient wood. And that's the inspiration for this idea. If you took all of the wood that was produced in commercial forests, actually, when you think about the amount of carbon it captures, a lot of it is in the soil and the leaves and the roots and things. But if you take just the wood, it's a significant proportion of the carbon. Now, obviously, a lot of that is used in construction or building or making
things. And effectively, that's at least temporary. For 50 years maybe in a roof truss, it stays.
It's locked up, and that's great, but all the little bits that are cut off and wasted just rot on the ground, and the carbon goes back into the atmosphere, and eventually things like furniture and roof struts do also go back into the atmosphere. So the idea is, what if we took that wood and we buried it? And you would only need to bury it about 2 metres underground. You could potentially lock the carbon in that wood away. So rather than it being in sort of the normal wood carbon cycle in a forest floor, you're sort of locking it into the geological carbon cycle, which takes so much longer. So this is a really interesting idea, because the estimates that the scientists have come up with is that if we took just commercial forests and we planted a proportion of the wood over the rest of this century, we could potentially reduce warming by maybe over half a degree, up to 0.7 of a degree. And when you're talking about the kind of numbers that we're playing with at the moment, that could be highly significant.
Okay, the question of who's going to do this?
Yeah. So there are, again, as you're often, as there are some startups in the US. There's a couple of startups in Colorado and Montana who are starting to gather up the sort of offcuts of the logging industry there, and they're starting to bury them. And between those two companies, they think they've already sequestered over 100,000 tons of carbon just in the last few years. Now, it wouldn't make sense, you know, for
it's
us.
It's a drop in the ocean.
It is a drop in the ocean, but and clearly it wouldn't make sense to be taking logs, you know, from Montana and driving them with fossil fuel powered vehicles to some vault somewhere where they would be buried. This is often called wood vaulting. But I think when we start to think about local solutions like biochar, where we burn wood without oxygen and lock it away in soil, or, you know, if you have a forest that you also have a vault beside it where you're putting things into it. If people could do these kind of things locally at scale, they can start to have a real impact. And, you know, when scientists calculate, you know, if we did this for every single scrap of wood, we would get this much reduction in carbon emissions. That's probably not what's meant to happen. You know, we will have a combination of lots of different solutions and all put together, hopefully they will start
might
to make
a difference.
Dr.
Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the 3-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.